Harper Audio presents Lord Edgware Dies by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
Chapter 1. A Theatrical Party. The memory of the public is short. Already the intense interest and excitement aroused by the murder of George Alfred St. Vincent Marsh, 4th Baron Edgware, is a thing past and forgotten. Newer sensations have taken its place. My friend Hercule Poirot was never openly mentioned in connection with the case. This, I may say, was entirely in accordance with his own wishes. He did not choose to appear in it. The credit went elsewhere, and that is how he wished it to be. Moreover, from Poirot's own peculiar private point of view, the case was one of his failures. He always swears that it was the chance remark of a stranger in the street that put him on the right track. However that may be, it was his genius that discovered the truth of the affair. But for Hercule Poirot, I doubt if the crime would have been brought home to its perpetrator. I feel, therefore, that the time has come for me to set down all I know of the affair in black and white. I know the ins and outs of the case thoroughly, and I may also mention that I shall be fulfilling the wishes of a very fascinating lady in so doing. I have often recalled that day in Poirot's prim, neat little sitting-room when, striding up and down a particular strip of carpet, my little friend gave us his masterly and astounding résumé of the case. I am going to begin my narrative where he did on that occasion, at a London theatre, in June of last year. Carlotta Adams was quite the rage in London at that moment. The year before she had given a couple of matinées which had been a wild success. This year she had had a 3-week season, of which this was the last night but one. Carlotta Adams was an American girl with the most amazing talent for single-handed...